The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We begin with this new information from the DAF.ie report, which tells us that rents saw the largest quarterly increase on record, surging by 4.4% between December and March as the government's new rent control system came into effect. Now, Sinn Féin is calling for emergency bans on both rent increases and no-fault evictions, and a motion will be voted on tonight in the Dáil. So are these new rent controls just doing more harm than good? Well, I'm joined by Rory Hearn, who's Social Democrats housing spokesperson and TD for Dublin Northwest, and Niall Collins, Fianna Fáil TD and Minister of State at the Department of Justice, Home Affairs and Migration. Rory, there was a heated debate on this in the Dáil. You said that the current government is the cruelest and most callous since the foundation of the state. Why?
Well, Claire, I said that before we even knew about these rents, and I said it because we've reached the highest level of evictions in this country since the famine. We've 7,000 households were evicted from the private rental sector in the first quarter of this year. We've record rents, record homelessness. In my own constituency, from Ballymun to Artain, people are just, they're at the end of their tether in terms of, you've got multiple households living in houses, overcrowding. We're knocking on doors in the last while for the by-elections, literally people in tears breaking down, saying their children were leaving because they just saw no future in this country. People in tears breaking down. I had one woman yesterday breaking down, crying because she's got cancer. She's in her 60s. She's being evicted. And she said, how can I go into emergency accommodation with a colostomy bag? And these are the human reality of what is happening out there. And this was, as I said last night, I was just so frustrated. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have refused to listen to the opposition, to the people, about what is going on in terms of this housing disaster. And when we look at it, the rent measures that have shown now today, the DAFT report has shown very, very clearly, they have made a disaster into a catastrophe. And the author of the report, Fiona Lyons, makes it very clear that these new rental measures have led to these rent rises, the highest increase in rents in 25 years. Rents now, and just to give your listeners some context, rents in Dublin now, 2,600 a month is the average rent for a two-bedroom apartment.
It's an extraordinary figure. I want to bring in Niall Collins at this point, because the accusations are strong, Niall, that your government has turned this housing crisis from a disaster into a catastrophe. What do you say?
I suppose, give it context, we've had a major shift in public policy in relation to the whole rental sector. And that was on foot of a number of recommendations from the Housing Commission report, which we put into legislation. And primarily what we've done is we've strengthened 10 renters' rights, really enhanced them. When I speak to people who are involved in letting property, when I speak to people who are involved in renting property, as I do every week in my weekly clinics, I understand the human impact. I want to acknowledge that it is very traumatic when people receive a notification, a termination notice to quit from the property that they're renting. But equally, government has to deal with both sides of the issue and with both sides of the problem. And all of the criticism I received over the last 6 months when people came to meet me in relation to the changes which came in last March was from the landlord sector, in fact. So we have strengthened tenants' rights, and rightly so. But the point is,
Niall, you can't deny that the rents have increased. Like, you have DAF.ie confirming that today. You can't deny that evictions have increased over the last year and that they are at the highest level since the famine, right? That they're the facts on this.
So what does that tell you about the rules that you put in place, the rule change? The data also shows, yes, we had 7,000, in excess of 7,000 notifications of termination. Equally, there was 16,500 new tenancies registered in quarter one of this year. Equally, the data shows that the number of landlords has grown within the marketplace. And equally, the data shows that the number of tenancies has grown.
So but they're what paying we have, a fortune. Sorry, new tenants what, are paying what, a well, fortune.
what we have to try and do, and Rory has the luxury of being able to speak to one side of this debate, but we have to speak and act on both sides of the debate. We have to try and grow supply. And what our policy is grounded in trying to do is to create a clear and a certain environment for investors to come into Ireland to provide the private equity and the private finance to build housing. Because the Department of Finance will tell us quite clearly, we need to build 60,000 houses per year. We are putting in 9 billion euros per year of state funding, which is significant funding. And in order to build the 60,000 houses, we need 20 billion euros in funding. And that 11 billion has to come from the private sector. And Rory never speaks. The Social Democrats will never tell you where is the private investment going to come build houses. Because the private sector has a role to play here.
All right.
The
state, and I get, I think, a lot of people
cannot do this on their own.
I think a lot of people would see that you do have to balance both sides of it when you're in government. And Rory, that is not something that you have to consider when you're speaking about this issue. So how would you keep the rents down and attract the investment that is needed?
Well, I suppose our approach is quite different in that, again, and I want to make it very clear, the Social Democrats are not against private investment in housing. And this kind of is thrown at us in the Dáil by the Taoiseach and others all the time. That's absolutely untrue. We actually set out a very clear proposal to harness and use the 160 billion that's private money in people's bank accounts, in deposits, through a scheme that would be able to leverage it and invest it in housing. It's called, in France, they have a scheme, a very, very solid savings scheme that's been in place for 100 years that essentially leverages money in bank accounts and then puts it into delivery of affordable housing. We have put forward that as a very clear proposal. And also the type of private investment matters. We have been very critical that this government has chased this really expensive build-to-rent institutional investor type private investment, which is charging these huge rents. And that is not a sustainable model of delivery of housing. Back to, I want to finish the point I was making, Claire, about the rents. If the average rent, right, of Dublin, 2,600, that equates to 31,200 a year. That is a, when we talked earlier, or sorry, it was spoken earlier in terms of, you know, rents and how hard it is, you're talking about taking up to 80, 90% of a nurse's salary. That's their entire take-home pay to try and cover that rent. These rents are not sustainable. And there was a change the government made, which was to remove the inter-tenancy rent cap. And not to get overcomplicated about this, but it's essentially when the tenant leaves that in it before, there was a 2% rent cap in place. One of the key measures that the government made in their rental laws was removing that. And Ronan Lyon sets that out, that is behind this rent increase. We argued, why did the government have to do that? Why did it have to? Rents are so high already that investors are investing, people are building. That's very clear. But what this government did was essentially, in response to the lobbying by the institutional investors, said, we're going to allow it go even higher because they're telling us they want even higher rents. And this is not a sustainable type of housing. 3,400 is what the rent has been charged in apartments in Poolbeg. It feels to me like we're back in the Celtic Tiger period. These are unsustainable rents, unsustainable house prices. The alternative is, Claire, the state builds affordable housing and it uses other mechanisms to leverage private finance and that will deliver affordable rental.
And Niall, you will probably say that the supply is coming on, right? But in the meantime, we have this situation where people are being asked to pay, as Rory has outlined there, a massive percentage of their monthly income on their rent. Do you accept that these rules have made the situation worse?
Well, what's not sustainable is uncertainty in the whole rental sector. And when you have uncertainty, nobody is going to invest and people will exit the sector, landlords will exit the sector. And when you have landlords exiting the sector, you have less, obviously you have less supply. And that drives, obviously, the rent numbers
but
up.
But the question is simple. Do you accept now that these rule changes have made things worse for tenants?
Well, what I accept is that we've had a major fundamental change in policy. We've had to do it because the model was broken. Rents were spiralling out of control prior to this in any event.
Landlords and they're worse now. They're higher now.
Well, what we're seeing now is that the supply is being ramped up. The pipeline is delivering. We had in excess of 36,000 new housing units delivered last year. That was an increase of 20% on the previous year. We've seen the commencement notices for quarter one of 2026. We're up 184%. So that is very, very positive. And that's how we fix this. We fix it by ensuring that...
But that doesn't fix it for the people who are texting us, people who... Well, like this person's being evicted at the end of August, can't go on the housing list and just doesn't know what to do and where to go. Like that doesn't help that person saying to them that the pipeline now is working.
Well, it's important that, as I said previously, that we create the environment where the private sector will step in, will build more apartments, will build more private housing and enhance the supply that's available. And equally, the state is playing its part in terms of social affordable cost rental, all the different mix of housing policy options that are available to people who need interventions. And that's also allied with a mix of other supports that are available there in relation to home dereliction and home vacancy grants to allow people to regenerate older properties. So it's not about having one fix, but certainly getting the supply up there. And as I said to you at the outset, we don't in government have the luxury of being able to speak to one side of the debate. And Rory, he just won't tell you where he's going to get the extra 11 billion euros that we need to close the gap.
Well, he did talk about that, about leveraging money in bank accounts.
Well, he's saying he's in favour of it, but he's not saying how he's doing it. You see, you have to give certainty for people to invest.
No, he did.
Whether they're institutional. Can I just finish this point, please?
But he did say, in fairness to him, he did say where he would get the money from, and he spoke about leveraging money in bank accounts, and there's a lot of money there to be used.
Well, can I just address that point? Saying that you would get it from people's bank accounts, he hasn't demonstrated or confirmed how he would give people, how his policy would give those people who are obviously using their private, he's trying to leverage their private funding, how he would give them certainty in the marketplace. And if you don't have certainty, people won't put their money, they won't make their money available for investment. So what government has been trying to do, and I think, yes, it's a difficult journey, but it's a fundamental shift in our public policy. We've tried to create that certainty where we can harness all of what's available in terms of private finance to get it into the marketplace to help build and allow the private sector play its part in creating the proper number of housing and residential units.
Here's a really interesting message from a landlord, John, single property landlord, been renting a four bed in Galway for €1,200 a month, which is low. Four workers in the house. This was very favourable conditions. But when the government said they were going to lock me in for 6 years, I had to act. I was happy enough with the rate I had set, but I could see that all around me they were way higher and there was no way I was going to get left behind. It's totally a case of a government putting in a system that forced the landlord's hands and even caused fear. I feel sorry for renters. That's from a landlord, Niall, who felt forced to put the rent up.
Well, as I said to you at the top of this interview, the most criticism that I received as a public representative sitting on the government side of the house was from landlords. And equally, I want to point out that the changes that we have made have absolutely strengthened the rights of tenants. That's undisputed. Their security of tenure is now hugely enhanced. And I think rightly so.
This is delusional. You're talking about security of tenure being enhanced.
This is reality.
No, the reality, Niall, is 7,000 households given notices to quit. You have done nothing.
And 60% of those, Rory, the landlord was selling the property.
This is complete spin. And this is why it's so frustrating about your government. You spin this mistruth that you've given this greatest security of tenure ever. All existing tenants, 250,000 of them, got no new security of tenure. They are as exposed today as they were before your measures to no-fault evictions. And that is why we're seeing a continued rise in evictions. Do you accept that for existing tenancies, you have given no new security of tenure? Do you accept that?
That's absolutely the case. I'm not trying to misrepresent
exactly.
The,
so no, but you I'm are not, then by saying
you're,
you've given
wrong,
the,
you're wrong in terms
the,
of
the
your,
most
your
highest level of security of tenure.
Sorry,
because that's where the evictions are coming from, and so
yes,
that is why we're asking put
and,
in place
and I'm pointing,
the,
ex- and I'm
the no fault eviction to cover existing tenancies. Also, why
and
won't 60, you do that?
60% of the termination notices that were received in quarter one of this year relate to landlords who are selling the properties. That's also clear in the data, and you're not prepared to acknowledge that. And also, as I said earlier,
absolutely,
on,
absolutely, you put in place a no-fault eviction ban.
Landlords
can sell their property,
the number
and the
of landlords
stays in
now
place.
Entering the number of landlords now entering the marketplace has increased. So, look, there is going to be a period of change, and I think we all have to accept that. Look, Rory, as I said to you, you can speak to
you're
one
telling
side
those
of the
people
debate.
Who have been evicted. Into emergency accommodation, they just have to accept it. This is the callousness. I made that statement last night, and
this
I stand
is reality.
Over. This
is
the
this
cruelest
is
callous government since the foundation of the state, and it's shocking that Fianna Fáil, the party who claimed to stand up for the ordinary person, is standing over the highest number of evictions since the famine. I really think you are so disconnected from the reality of what
can
is
I
happening
to, that,
to people on the ground.
Absolutely.
How do you
Rory,
stand over that?
That stings, Niall. That has to sting.
Well, the reality is that we have to deal, as I said, with the issue from both perspectives. And we have to try and arrive at an accommodation which serves the public interest. And the public interest is that we have to have a clear environment where we can attract in private equity investment into the marketplace to help with our housing supply. We've also, as I said to you, set out clear changes in relation to the guidelines and the rights which tenants can enjoy in relation to their tenancies. Nobody said that this was going to be easy. As I said, Rory Ahern speaks to one side of the issue, and we have to speak to both sides of it.
Yeah, just
and,
as you're,
we,
as you're speaking
we
there,
to,
Niall, I'm looking at rents in Limerick, in your own constituency. They're extraordinary.
And
2,800, 2,500.
And,
these are for two beds.
And this is one of the issues. This is one of the issues that I'm dealing with the Limerick City and County Council local authority, because we had one of the lowest housing completions last year, which I'm hugely concerned about as a public representative representing Limerick, and we're going through a process where I want to see a far greater amount of land made available for development. There's been a process, as you know, before Christmas, where there was an invitation for submissions to change zoning and for people to make applications to the local authority to zone land. And I want to see a far greater amount of land being made available. And that's certainly a conversation that I'm having with the local authority in Limerick. It's about supply.
Yeah, but a lot of what's available here, I'm just looking on daft.ie.
Magic up supply
a lot of what's
out of thin air, and it just
a lot of what's available for
true.
Rent.
That's
they're kind of fancy
true.
Apartments, Niall, you know, for heading up towards $3,000 a month. That's what you're looking at in Limerick City anyway.
Well, I've just acknowledged that, and Limerick City needs to get up the supply. We need to get ourselves into a position where there is more supply of residential housing being made available for people to purchase. Also, it's not always just about the rental sector. It's about people and couples being able to purchase their starter homes. This is all about supply, and government is continually minded day to day, working day to day to ensure that everything we can do will help promote supply to try and remove the barriers that are out there in relation to supply. And as I said, the whole change in our public policy in relation to the rental sector, yes, it's a big change, and there is churn within the market in terms of people getting out of the marketplace, landlords getting out of the marketplace, but equally landlords are getting into the marketplace.
Oh,
and
right.
I think that's a positive underlying trend.
Listen, we will leave it there. Thank you both. Niall Collins from Fianna Fáil, Rory Ahern from the Social Democrats. You're going to hear more about this throughout the day.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.